All right, Robert, you pumped up?
Yep.
You ready?
Yep.
You excited to do this thing?
Nope.
It's the place-by-place fishing report.
Hey.
Come on. We need a level of excitement, Robert. Come on.
This is exciting.
Amp it up just a little bit.
Okay. How was that?
That's your amped up version? Okay. It'll do.
Eeyore.
Hello, people out there listening to this place-by-place fishing report featuring Mr. Robert Lukowitz and, of course, Captain Josh Olive over here typing the things that Mr. Robert Lukowitz is going to say about the places as we go through the area, beginning with the Peace River and Harbor Heights, upriver, along with Shell Creek.
Perfect. You can skip it.
No reports.
No reports. Same way as the next spot.
The I-75 Bridges Darce Park Boat Ramp.
Same thing.
Okay. The US 41 Bridges Live Oak Point Park.
Like two reports.
Oh. Well, hey, that's infinitely more than you had from the first two places, so.
Yeah. I'm catching a couple peanut snook there. They've been seeing some juvenile tarpon there in the evenings. And picking up some very small mangrove snapper. But relatively slow.
Okay. That is not how you spell any of those words.
Your brain's going faster than your fingers can.
I guess. I think I just have my fingers in the wrong spot.
Oh.
So,
that helps.
Typing every letter wrong. Okay. The Lashley Seawall, since the pier is closed due to hurricane damage.
No report there either.
The Bayshore Pier.
No report
the
there.
The Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
One report.
Okay.
Couple of peanut snook. Couple of small mangrove snapper. An undersized redfish, and then he also hooked a couple ladyfish.
Well, at least that gives you some excitement.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd much rather catch ladyfish than little snook, honestly.
Yeah, so would I. So would I.
Okay, the Port Charlotte Salt and Brackish Canals.
Oh, pretty quiet this week because of all the rain. But they are getting a few very small mangrove snapper. I had a couple guys catch sand bream. Several small snook. And some jacks. They've been seeing some juvenile tarpon rolling around in miscellaneous places, but have minimal success hooking them.
Okay.
Fairly quiet overall. It's just not going to get fishier for a few more areas.
Well, and this is that time of year where the Upper Harbor is literally at its slowest point, and also the fishing effort is literally at its slowest point.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Sorry. The Elgabine Pier is closed due to fire damage, which is now over 3 months. So,
hey, if it's anything like Lashley, it'll be a minute.
Brings us to the Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marguerite.
There's been juvenile tarpon at the bridge in the morning. And that's the only report I've gotten over there.
Did they eat anything?
Nope. Just threw a lot of lures at them.
The South Gulf Cove Canals.
Extremely quiet. One guy trolled through there and hooked one bass and one snook.
Okay. Nice. This gets better, right?
It does.
Okay. The West Wall.
Slow on the upper end, but from the halfway point down, there's a lot of redfish under the bushes and in the mouths of all the creeks over there. And they're hitting shrimp, live and frozen, pinfish, cut ladyfish, and soft plastics.
But how slow do you have to fish those soft plastics?
Pretty slow. Like, to a certain point, almost still.
Yeah. So scent them up and dead stick them.
Yeah, pretty much. But they've been catching good numbers of them. I mean, this bush holds one fish, the next bush holds three fish. And the mouths of the creeks, depending on the tide and flow and stuff, they've been catching, you know, half a dozen or better at each creek.
Okay. Snook in there with them?
A couple, but not very many. that should pick up over the next couple weeks with the snook mixed in with them.
Yeah. The spawning chores are reaching an end.
Yes.
Okay, anything else to report here on the West Wall?
That is it.
All right, that brings us to the Cape Hayes Bar.
Nothing.
Yep. Turtle.
You found that the other day, didn't you?
We didn't hang out around the bar itself too much, but there wasn't any activity to hang out for.
Right.
So.
Couple of lost birds all confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And those were actually closer to Cape Hayes Reef, really.
Gotcha. So.
Turtle and bull bays.
A lot of redfish. A lot of redfish under the bushes. And some small loose schools of like 10 to 30 fish. Both swimming by themselves and also mixed in with some of the mullet that are in there.
We saw quite a few cruising around the oyster bars.
Yeah.
They weren't really in a feeding mode, but they were out there.
You were seeing them?
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's also quite a few peanut snook mixed in there, mostly under the bushes. And then a handful of very, 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 very small trout, like 10 to 12 inches. How was the clarity when you were in there?
Not great.
Right.
I mean, I've seen it darker, but it was dark.
Right.
Dark to the point that if you don't know where the sandbar is when you're going in, you're going to run into it because you can't see it.
Okay. Nice. That's pretty dark.
Pretty dark. You know, you could see the oyster bar, but, I mean, the oyster bar was under 8 inches of water.
Right.
So, if we'd had a really high tide, it might have hidden that, too.
I'm sure.
The Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
There was some jacks and a couple of small Spanish mackerel mixed in with the jacks. That's it.
Okay, Gasparilla Sound.
That's definitely fishier. Anywhere from Cape Palau all the way to the trestle on those open flats and under the bushes, a lot of redfish, and there has been at least one, if not two, schools of redfish kind of cruising through that area, but they're not consistent. They're just, if you happen to stumble across them, they're at least 100 fish strong.
Okay.
And then a whole lot of little snook along the bushes. And a couple of incidental mangrove snapper and some very small trout again.
Okay. And how would you be fishing in here?
Shrimp, cut bait, and paddle tails. Just working them slow.
The Placida area, the pier, the trestle, the Coral Creek Pier, and Gasparilla Pass itself.
On the pier itself, they're catching some very small mangrove snapper, the occasional oversized redfish, and then quite a few peanut snook at night. And then the other thing that's going on is that they're seeing the occasional tarpon roll right there around the little pass.
Mm-hmm.
Just not heavy at all by any stretch. I don't know anyone that's hooked one in the last week over there, but at least it's worth mentioning, even though it's going to be a joke there this weekend.
It will be.
I would not want anything to do with that area.
I wouldn't even be thinking about fishing in Placida.
<Mm-mm>.
Not over this holiday weekend.
Not a chance.
With the big parties going on out there, plus the party bars themselves are just going to be slamming busy. There's going to be a ton of traffic through here. It's going to be chasing fish out of here. This is literally the last place that I would go in this area during the holiday weekend.
Definitely. Want nothing to do with that at all.
All right, Lemon Bay, Stump Pass, Lemon Bay Park, Indian Mound Park, places like that.
Oh, let's see. They got a couple of redfish up underneath the docks. A guy did see a school of redfish push through there again. And then also a lot of snook moving around through there. Some actual slot-sized fish, but mostly all peanuts. They're all the, any of those docks right along the intercoastal is where you're going to find them.
Okay. The Anger Pier.
I got no reports this week.
The bottom fishing and trolling in the Gulf of Mexico.
That's been so slow. I mean, all these early afternoon thunderstorms is keeping a lot of people from going in there. So, I mean, the only report I had was a guy went out to Power Pole Reef, and then another guy made it out to the School Bus Reef. And at the School Bus Reef, he got a couple of grunts and some very small lane snapper. And after about an hour of it, he said he was heading back in just because it looked like the storms were building. But he was unimpressed with the bite, so...
Yeah, it sounds unimpressive.
Yeah. Well, when you got crappy weather brewing all around you.
And at the power pole?
The power pole, he caught a couple Spanish mackerel, and then he caught a couple grunts on the bottom, but they were really small grunts. He said they were, a pinfish could have almost beat him up.
Okay. Wow.
He saw a couple barracuda, but could not hook them. Tried trolling and tried casting both.
Now, this report is probably going to be a little bit different next week because we've got three open seasons that are happening tomorrow with September 1st rolling in. We have our weekend recreational red snapper season kicking off. So those are going to be three-day weekends, except that with Labor Day, you also are going to get Labor Day as well. So you get Sunday and you get Monday. And we also have gag grouper season opening. That's going to be September 1st through the 15th. And we have Amberjack opening September 1st through the end of October. So I think that's going to push more people to run offshore, even if we have thunderstorm activity, even if we have iffy weather. I think people are going to head out to go because it is a very short gag season. And I think people really want to go out there and try their luck at it, although luck is something I think you'll need. We talked about that a little bit on the Radio Waterline show this morning, that our gag population is not anything like it used to be. So going out there and finding keeper fish, or really any fish, is a lot harder than it used to be.
Right. And you'll probably want to post that map on this page for the snook thing.
Yes.
If you can.
So there's... Because
that's a headache in its own entirety.
Probably a way that I can post that. Maybe I can just post a notice there at the top about snook season opening. And because if you're not aware, snook season normally opens in September, but with the way that snook are now managed in Florida, there are 9 different snook zones, and those 9 zones are split up a little oddly. There's a Sarasota Bay region that includes part of, but not all of, Venice, and then you have the Tampa Bay region north of that. Snook season will open there. It's on September the 1st. But then you have the Charlotte Harbor region and the Southwest region, and Charlotte Harbor, including the Peace, Mayaca, and Caloosahatchee Rivers, and all the way down into the 10,000 Islands, all the way down into the Keys, snook are staying closed during September there. We're not going to have an opening until October 1st. So, throwing some people, and yeah, not the easiest thing to understand. So this is the first...
Extremely confusing.
This is the first snook season that we've had where we have a difference between what happens in the Sarasota Bay region and the Charlotte Harbor region. So it's going to catch some people out. Some people aren't expecting it at all.
Yeah.
And some people are going to try to figure it out, but they're going to not understand it. So basically what I'll do is I will post a link at the very top of the Fish and Report page, the place-by-place Fish and Report page, that will take you to the FWC's snook regulations page where you can see the maps. So, and hopefully that will explain it, because I don't have a better way to explain it than that.
It's a pain in the butt.
So.
You're not the only one that's confused, I promise you.
Yeah. And speaking of that, that brings us to the Venice Jetties and Venice Pier with what's going on out there.
Hey, and snook is open there.
Well, maybe
tomorrow.
Maybe. I'm not sure if it's open at the pier.
Well,
it'll be open at the jetties.
At the jetties.
I can tell you that much for sure. Yes. I'm not sure if it's going to be open at Venice Pier.
Right.
Because the dividing line is pretty close to the airport, and the pier is south of the airport.
Yeah.
So I think it may be closed at the Venice Pier.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to find the dividing line and figure that out.
But dumb.
It's
very dumb.
Yeah. If you want to get mad at the FWC, we didn't set this up. So, our bite there?
So, the jetties, some snook of assorted sizes, mostly small. Still a couple of juvenile to sub-adult tarpon around. And then there has been a few pompano cruising through, along with a few jacks.
How do you tell them apart?
One's rounder than the other. Has a dorsal fin and an anal fin that look almost exactly the same.
Remember, they call jacks hard tails. There's a reason for that.
Yeah, because their tail's hard.
Yeah, if you try to take a jack's tail and squeeze it down, it doesn't really want to do that. It would rather break than squeeze down. But a pompano tail is soft enough that you can just squeeze it down so that it looks like one single filament.
Nice. Okay.
Hardtail jacks. Just remember that. Anything else going on in the Venice area? Sounds like not. Nope. All right. That brings us to the passes, starting way down south at Punarassa.
There's been some lemon sharks down in that area. Some small to moderate-sized trout. And quite a few juvenile tarpon, like in that 5 to 30-pound range. And a few guys have been hooking them. So, for once, actually getting some reports of a few being caught. Not just looking at.
And what are they eating?
A guy hooked one on a cut ladyfish, and he also, him and his buddy, hooked like three other ones on paddle tails. And they were kind of between St. James City and just to the backside of Pine Island Sound.
Okay.
Or Pine Island itself.
That is an excellent Punarassa report.
Mm-hmm.
Redfish Pass?
Been a couple schools of redfish down in that area.
Just like the name says.
Yeah. Now, they aren't consistent, but they are down there. And then that's about it.
All right. Captiva Pass.
Let's see. We got some small jacks, a lot of little snook. A couple of pompano were caught there. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. Boca Grande Pass.
Let's see. Snook. A couple of oversized redfish. An occasional jack and some pompano. And a lot of black water.
Yeah.
Like a lot of black water. Everyone's asking, when's it going to get clear? How come it's so black? I don't remember it like this before. You weren't ever here in August.
Either that or you just forgot. I mean, honestly, people are telling me, you know, people who've been here for years are telling me. It's like, nope, it definitely was this black before. You just forgot.
Yep. Normal.
All right. Let's take it to the beach. Walking the surf. Sanibel de Venice.
Whiting. Some pompano.
Lots of whiting. A few whiting.
Quite a few whiting.
And?
Pompano have been out there. They just aren't like hot and heavy in one spot. You're just coming across them. Great bycatch. Some big ladyfish.
Okay.
And a lot of snook. Almost all of them are all very small snook, but a lot of snook.
And of course, the big ones are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And how would you target a bigger one?
Go out at night. Lots of bug spray.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just be throwing soft plastics on the bottom. Or a whole live ladyfish and just letting it sit there 10 feet out in the surf. Even a dead ladyfish would work fine, too.
Yes. Yes. Or one of those whiting that you're talking about being out there.
Yeah, whiting would work, too.
Heck yeah. Mm-hmm. Some whiting going on. Why not? Okay. Whiting, pompano, ladyfish, snook. Did I miss anything?
Nope.
Great. Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay.
Got nothing from down
Pine
there.
Pine Island Sound, Rat and Cat, Mondongo and Patricio.
Been a school of redfish in that immediate area, too.
That's which immediate area?
Sporadically popping up. Right there around Captiva Rocks and up to the shacks.
Okay.
And then there's also been a lot of single fish up underneath the bushes and around some of the islands like Patricio.
Okay. Anything else going on down here?
A lot of little trout. Like very little trout.
Okay.
Yours is the only report with some bigger trout, but majority of them are all little trout.
Well, I'm a trout slaying machine.
Mm-hmm.
But... Okay. Redfish, trout, snook?
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right. Well, and some lemon sharks, too. There again, a couple guys catching some lemon sharks while looking for tarpon and throwing out the cut ladyfish under the bushes looking for redfish and still picking up an occasional little lemon shark.
Okay. Lemony little lemon sharks. Junk Creek Shoal and Boquilla.
Got nothing there.
Pernt Store and Two Pines.
Well, there's been a school of redfish there sporadically for the last 2 weeks, but it's there for a day and then gone for three and then back for two and then gone for a day. Not consistent, but definitely worth, if you're in that area, to be keeping an eye out for them.
But and then there's a handful. Maybe today, maybe not tomorrow.
Right.
So that's just how they're doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then a handful of snook and some very small trout on the outside of the bar. The snook are up underneath the bushes, but the trout have been on the outside of the bar. A guy did skip a couple pompano down there, but never did hook them.
Okay. The East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
From Burnt Store up to just north of Pirate Harbor, there's been another small school of redfish of like 50 to 100 fish moving back and forth through the vicinity that been there sporadically. Some smaller trout. And then up inside Pirate Harbor, they're getting a few small snook and some juvenile tarpon.
Okay.
But it's not gangbusters.
Okay. Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the Skating Rink.
Got nothing.
Ponce de Leon Park.
Yeah, a couple of black drum were caught there and a couple of very short mangrove snapper, but that's it that I've heard of. It's been incredibly slow there.
Okay. Well, we're upgrading because last week we said very, very small mangrove snapper, and now it's just very short mangrove snapper.
Oh, yeah.
So,
just way of rewording things.
All right, the PGI Canals and Punta Gorda.
A few black drum and some very small snook, and people seeing quite a few juvenile tarpon. But good luck getting them to eat anything.
Okay. The Gilchrist Pier.
Got nothing there.
Alligator Creek Reef.
Got nothing there.
The 20-foot holes.
There was tarpon there, but they started to break up a little bit these last 2 days with the rains, I'm guessing. I don't know if it's the rain or the lightning that's been associated with it that pushed them out of there, but they were not as hot and heavy the last 2 days as they had been.
They were not. Didn't even see the sail cats.
No.
Nope. Did get one drive-by from a little shark.
Oh, well, there you go. Not surprising by that.
The bait fish reports.
Good luck. You're going to run down to Jug Creek or Devilfish area for them. But if you make it more than a half a mile above Cape Hayes on the west wall, they start dying. If you make it above Pirate Harbor, they start dying. Or if you go into Pirate Harbor, for that matter, they start dying.
Okay. And there's pinfish freaking everywhere.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, this is the time of year when they're starting to get bigger than silver dollar size.
Yep.
That's why the redfish move in. They like to feed on them little buggers right now.
Yep. It's funny, though, because the redfish are where the pinfish aren't, or vice versa.
Right.
You know, the pinfish are out there on the flats. You know, I mean, we tried fishing shrimp a couple times. And quickly switched back to soft plastics because your shrimp just gets annihilated out there. It's quick.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Keeps you on your toes.
It keeps you more than on your toes. It keeps you running out of shrimp is what it keeps you.
Yes.
So.
At least it keeps you in practice on how to rehook a shrimp.
Yes. If you're not good at hooking up a shrimp, then by all means, go down to... somewhere along the ICW, maybe alongside of Devilfish or Cayo Palau there, and start fishing with shrimp out there over the grass.
Mm-hmm.
You will have plenty of practice
right.
with rehooking and rehooking and rehooking. The freshwater canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, lakes, ditches, and bathtubs.
Pretty much shiners are working best on the bass. And then most of the canals along Hillsboro and going into Northport. They're getting them from 1 to 3 pounds and a couple of reports of some 5-pounders. But shiners are outperforming every lure there is, pretty much 5 to 1.
Okay.
And then there's been a lot of bluegill and tilapia cooperating in a lot of those canals, especially around the bridges where you're getting those, I guess, little pinch points with a lot of moving water.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing well on them.
Worms?
Yeah, worms and pieces of nightcrawler.
Chunks of, nope, can't use that word, of nightcrawlers. Can't spell that word either. Too many words. So fast to say, so hard to type. Okay.
Not surprising.
That is going to bring us to our last bit here, which is the tarpon reports. This one should be fun.
Yeah, this one should
expecting
be.
Expecting you to have some holy amazing crap. Tarpon reports here.
I don't
so.
Think so. It's going to be a tough one.
Let's see what we've got. The red dots are the best bet of a hookup. Where do I put a red dot, Robert?
I mean, if I'm going by this week's reports,
yeah.
I would say there is no red dots.
No red dots.
Mm-mm. Just because the last 2 days, everything changed.
All right, that brings us to the yellow dots, the 50-50 shot, the might work, it just might not.
20-foot holes.
20-foot holes. Hold on a second here. There's a hole right there, and then there's a hole right there, and there's a hole right there. That's close enough. Yep.
Okay.
Anywhere else? Out off the beach in the pass?
They've been in the pass a little bit, but...
Not yellow dot good?
No.
Okay.
Unless
that brings
like
us
the white.
To the white dots, the less than 50%. Hail Mary, trying to go catch one of these things. I'm putting one in Boca Grande Pass and...
Gasparilla Pass.
Gasparilla Pass and...
Along the beaches, all the way up to as far
beaches,
as Venice.
Up to Venice. There's Venice. There's the beach. Here, we're white dotting it. Boom, ba-doom, boom, 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 boom. Okay, anything else?
Nope. That's it.
Okie dokie. Well, that is one lousy-looking tarpon map right here. This is more like what
report.
I would expect to see in December.
Right.
But I guess we'll take what we've got.
Like I said, I think it's just the lightning and the thunder and everything else change things up out there a little bit for the tarpon because we know they don't like lightning.
Yeah. Well, I guess that that's going to have to be our note to end on.
Yeah.
That's... That's pretty weak. But
that's very weak.
The good news is that we expect that next week it'll get better. And then hopefully continue to get better after that.
Yeah, hopefully.
Assuming that hurricane doesn't come along and just, you know, wipe Port Charlotte off the map.
Yeah, what the hell's that thing doing now anyway?
I didn't look
at it this morning.
I mean, it hasn't even developed yet, so we're just talking about a possibility of a possibility at this point. As of this morning, the National Hurricane Center still had it only a 40% chance for development, which is not congruous with what the models are showing, but, you know, it's still one of those could go a lot of different places, but it looks like more than likely a Gulf of Mexico storm if it comes in. So
great.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of Gulf, you know, and I was thinking about this last night. You know, you get missed by a hurricane, and usually you get missed to the point that it's like, oh, well, okay, well, maybe we had a little bit of rain and a little bit of breeze, but that's no big deal. You know, even if you get missed by 50 miles by a hurricane off the coast, you know,
yeah.
How bad are things here when a hurricane goes 50 miles off the coast? I mean, other than the Venice Jetty washing away, which it does in afternoon thunderstorms now, apparently.
Right.
You know, it doesn't usually really do much damage here. Mm-hmm. It pushes a little bit of water up into the harbor, and we get some rain and a little bit of wind, and that's about it. So, you know, and if they miss you by 100 miles, well, then you might not even notice that a hurricane happened other than it was a breezier day.
And even that's debatable some days.
Yep. So, I don't know. I'm not going to get too upset about it yet.
Nah.
But I am going to pay attention to it.
Won't worry about it like Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
As far as watching it closer.
Yeah.
For right now, I'm not even going to bother watching it.
Oh, I'll watch it. But that's just my nature.
I know.
So.
Well, they didn't even mention it on the news this morning. It was kind of funny.
Yeah. They had other things to scare you about.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Are you done with this report, sir?
Yes.
All right. Then just say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.